Hosea is writing in a culture where if you have a rebellious son, it's legal to take them out back and stone them to death. Think about that for a minute, guys. Yeah. If you don't believe me, read Deuteronomy 21, 18 through 21. Could you hear the pain that God has as a parent and is going through in these verses? Can you hear the pain? Parents, you probably have experienced that pain, haven't you? You've been blessed if you haven't. God is saying, I have raised them up the best way I know how. I have shown them endless love. I have taught them how to walk. I remember teaching them how to walk. I remember when they cried, when they fell and scraped their knee. I remember these things. I taught them how to walk. I've paid the doctor bills. I fed them. I've clothed them. I've supported them in the tough times. And yet they will not listen to me. I call them, and they go the other direction. Parents, have we heard this before? You see, God loses God's holy temper. And in verse 5 through 7, what does God say? They shall return to the land of Egypt. We've been there, haven't we, parents? They shall return to the land of Egypt, and Assyria shall be their king, because they have refused to return to me. Haven't we felt that way? And then the more God thinks of it, the more God thinks of this punishment, the more God finds love for God's children. And what does He say in verse 8? How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zeboim? You see, my heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. Aren't those awesome words? Aren't these great examples for parents? You see, I think all of us live between these two extremes, don't we? Don't we have so much love overflowing in our hearts for our kids? And then there are other times when we get so aggravated with them because they don't do what I tell them to do. I feel like I'm Regis. I found this awesome story and I want to share it with you. I've experienced the feelings of this father at different points in my parenting life. And I just want you to listen. Sit back if you want to and close your eyes and in your mind's eye, let this story play out. Listen, son, I'm saying this as you lie asleep on little Paul's paws crumpled up under your cheek and the blonde curls sticky wet on your damp forehead. I have stolen into your room alone. You see, just a few minutes ago, I sat reading my paper in the library. A stifling wave of regret swept over me. And guiltily, I came to your bedside. These are the things I was thinking, son. You see, I've been cross with you. I scolded you as you were dressing for school because you gave your face merely a dab with a towel. I took you to task for not cleaning your shoes. I called out angrily when you threw some of your things on the floor. At breakfast, I found fault, too. You see, you spilled things, son. You gulped down your food. You put your elbows on the table. You spread butter too thick on your bread. As you started off to play, and I made for my train, you turned and waved a hand and called goodbye, and I frowned and said in reply, "Hold your shoulders back, boy." Then it began all over again in late afternoon. As I came up the road, I spied you down on your knees playing in the dirt. There were holes in your socks. I humiliated you in front of your friends by marching you ahead of me to the house. Socks were expensive, and if you had to buy them, you would be more careful. Imagine that, son, from a parent. Do you remember later, son, when I was reading in the library, how you came in timidly with sort of hurt look in your eyes, and when I glanced over my paper and impatiently at the interruption, I said, "What do you want, son?" You said nothing but ran across in one big plunge, threw your arms around my neck and kissed me, and your small arms tightened with affection that God had set blooming in your heart that even neglect would not wither. And then you were gone, pattering up the stairs. Well, son, it was shortly afterwards that my paper slipped from my hands and a terrible, sickening fear came over me.